I've got some advice for how our politicians can begin the new year. Head off to the local hearing centre and see how tone deaf you are. It should be made mandatory. How else do you explain what's going on in their electorates? These scarce as hen's teeth rapid antigen test kits are going to be delivered to New South Wales MPs' electorate offices, and it's for free. They must have been so ensconced in their summer holidays that they haven't heard how desperate essential workers are to get their hands on them. Every key workforce sector is searching high and low for these swabs. Not to mention, they're forking out thousands upon thousands for them, but sure enough, those on Macquarie Street aren't paying a cent. New South Wales Parliament has magical access to its own stockpile, and not just for members, for staff as well. Luckily, the Telegraph got its hands on an email from last Monday. The anger generated from the news hopefully will be enough to make sure that MPs run a mile from this. They might even have a miraculous epiphany and donate them. The Department of Parliamentary Services says a small supply of RA kits have been procured as a safety measure for members and staff, for those people working in the building or in electorate offices. A small amount. Well, hang on. They're all getting 20 RA kits each. Each. And it's 98 electorate offices. That's a total of nearly 2,000 of these kits. I wish I could say it stops there, but it doesn't. To get them out quickly, we're helping these politicians. We'll be footing the bill for Express Post. They all must be as deaf as a post. Now, the solution from here on in is easy. Donate them now. Donate them to any of the essential services. Start with healthcare workers, then move down the list. They'll be waiting with open arms. Anything less just won't be acceptable. Anything less will earn the wrath of the electorate. Now, thankfully, long-time Nationals MP Melinda Pavey has been the first to donate hers. Well done, Melinda. She's leading by example. Where are the rest of them? They've had the email since Monday. Let's hope the rest follow, because right now there's a hell of a lot of anger out there, especially over the lack of supply of RA kits. Open your ears and listen to the public.